previously Uncoupled with Chaos, a personal podcast.
And so it was very noticeable that, what is this woman wearing? Oh, it's my sweater.
This is like a Chris Farley bit, right?
This is hysterical.
In the movie, Tommy Boy or something like that. Man in a little jacket.
Yes, it was really comical.
So you approached her, right?
I did, because there was no doubt this was my sweater.
Bolder than I am at this point, I go, this is yours, and I'm leaving.
No. And I knew that I would have support, because the employee had had a conversation with me about the sweater when I walked in, so I knew someone from the store could vouch that this was, in fact, my sweater.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
My theory on our yard: I'm not a yard work guy. I do it because it has to be done. I will never be a guy that sits outside and meticulously seeds and waters and primps.
You really, you're not that guy?
I'm not that guy.
Even when you're old and you got nothing else to do?
No,
you don't think you'll be bored?
I will never be that guy. In our life, I don't think I could ever be bored. I am. I tell everyone I'd pave it and paint it green if I could.
Oh, you weren't joking.
No, I'm not kidding. Okay. I mean, you know that. My theory here is simple. In this neighborhood, what I don't want to have is the worst yard in the neighborhood.
Right.
I'm fine.
You don't need the best yard either.
I don't care about that. That takes work and water and money and time. And I don't have that kind of time or energy or desire. Mm-hmm. What I do want is to not be the worst one. Mm-hmm. I am just fine being the second worst yard in the neighborhood. And so the pressure turns out to be when, like, the worst yard in the neighborhood, when they move. Mm. And like, this is pressure. I don't want to have to step up my game. Mm. I'm fine with maintaining where I'm at.
Because what if the people that move in are not the worst yard?
Yeah, they go ahead and
then, like, you're the worst yard.
Like, we had new people move in just near us, and before they moved in, whoever bought the house and fixed it up, they put sod out in front. This was one of the bad yards, not a big yard. I mean, their yards, the front yard seems like the size of our bedroom, and not that we have that big of a bedroom, their just front yard is nothing. And sure enough, they sodded it less than 2 years ago, and it looks as crappy as ours does now. Because I don't care what you do, this is Texas, and it's not going to grow.
If you water, you have grass. If you don't water with a sprinkler system, then you will not have grass. You will have brown, dead grass is what you have.
Yeah.
In fact, that's why so many people who don't want to water get rid of the grass, and they put, like, ivy ground cover stuff and let it take over the yard, or they fill it with rocks and mulch.
I noticed
giant rocks.
What I did notice this morning was that as I was leaving, we had to take our son to school. He had to get, you know, physical day
for sports,
and so I took him this morning, and I made note of the people who moved in, like, on our main street, I would say probably 3 years ago. And I made note of their yard, and I went, well, that's, you know, the first thing I thought was, that's cool, because that's definitely worse than ours. I went, that's great. This
it's
is
so
good.
Bad.
I mean, it's like knee-high weeds in there. I'm like, this is perfect. You know, most people would go, I don't like that, and I want them to fix it. You're lowering the property value of our house. Mm-hmm. I'm not selling the house. You know what I want for the house? I want to have low property value for the house.
Yes, because the taxes are
outrageous. Because I don't want to pay taxes on it. So I'm good with that.
Yeah, we're always protesting every year automatically and trying to get our value lowered so that
crappy house,
we can pay less taxes.
Look at all the problems with it. It should be assessed lower.
Because our taxes are like $8,000 a year. It's insane.
Till I want to sell, then I'll protest in the opposite direction.
Right.
That'll be fine. So this is the second worst. That's what I'm fine with. I think on the main street, we're probably number two in our little stretch. You know, we've got those big oak trees, and it's really hard to grow grass underneath them anyway. But I'm not sure we're second. We're definitely not the worst. So I'm good with that. The trouble is like today, Like I had, I was trimming bushes and, you know, it was a lot of work. And I'm like, just to maintain, this is why the yard is, it's crappy because you'll never get anywhere. And if you do get somewhere, then you have to spend more time to fix it. I'm like, I don't want to do all this. But in the middle, for us, drama follows us everywhere. And for us today, me mowing the grass and trying to trim caused us drama in the house. Mm-hmm. I'm cutting the grass, and I think for the second time in 3 weeks, the people across the street from us
had 5,000 people over.
Maybe not 5,000.
Pretty close.
They were probably 17 cars by the time it was done.
At one house.
For two.
That's one story high.
For the 2 weeks. Are we just those people? Like, get off my lawn?
No. I mean, you can barely drive down the street, for goodness sakes. And this is the same people with a home, a construction business based out of their yard where they keep all their equipment, and they come and go all day long with heavy equipment making all kinds of racket, and it's annoying.
Well, they built the big fence to hide the equipment,
except that I live here all day across the street, and they drive up with these big pickups with these massive trailers behind them with big equipment on them. And they, like, block my mailbox.
Well, what they do have is...
because they trade equipment out during the day, and it's so loud.
Yeah, so they're storing equipment back there. What it is, generally, they have, it looks like a few skid steers for you, those of you in the construction industry. It's not a big piece of equipment. It'd be more like if you're redoing a driveway, it'd be something that you would use. You're leveling off a pad. I think they're a concrete contractor, and that's what they use. But today... here's what I don't want to do, right? With people there, I'm running my lawnmower on the edge of our property. It's a public street. You're free to do what you want. But what I'd like not to do is to hit your car with my lawnmower. Or if I have to trim or blow, I'm not trying to trim and hit your car with, you know, random pieces of trimmer string and a rock that flies up.
But... you should be kind of crappy to take care of your yard.
Yeah, so that's the issue.
On a Saturday.
For me, I was probably just fine waiting. But then I'm at the side of the house. I'd already kind of given up on edging the front of the house until after, I don't know, their 8th birthday party of the month was over.
I know that you are a non-confrontational person when it's not work-related.
What? I don't like your tone.
However, that's not me.
Right.
And so I have no problem knocking on the door because I've met them.
I was on the side of the house, not on the front. And so I looked, and it looked like two people were getting out of a vehicle, and they appeared to be engaged in a conversation with somebody in my property. Mm-hmm. At this point, I knew what had happened. Mm-hmm. You had seen them pull up.
I was opening the door to go and ask the neighbors to move all these cars at least out from the curb so that you could finish the yard. Because it was 92 degrees today with ridiculous humidity from all the rain we've had. It was very hot out.
I like and you looking you, out for me. Thank you.
You did not need to go out there twice today soaking sweat. I needed for you to be able to finish. So you could come in and get a shower and we could have a normal day. Instead of having to drag this out all day, we had other stuff we needed to be doing. So
like
this
podcast.
I was not going to have you
at 11 o'clock at night.
I was not going to have you going back out there a second time getting sweaty and dirty and nasty or having to sit like that all day to finish just because they want to park 50 cars.
You're
in front
a
of the
wonderful
house.
Wife. I so appreciate you looking out for
so
me.
So I was on my way over to do that when they pulled up in front of our house and they had to get another car.
Oh, so you were going to go?
Yeah. I was at the door. Headed.
Wow.
And I saw another car pull up. So I go,
we had
I just talked to them. I was just on my way over there. Could you please let them know I need all these cars to be moved for a little bit so that we can finish mowing the lawn? My husband's right in the middle of it and he's not going to be able to run the lawnmower down there without scraping these cars.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. They barely spoke English. They probably didn't really understand me. They just got that they needed to move
their car.
There's
this crazy white lady over there pointing at the grass.
Yeah.
And her husband.
So, That was that.
That's funny.
But yes, I have no trouble fighting your battles.
You're choking
for you,
me up, literally. So you, well, I'm shocked that you were headed over there.
Oh, I'm not. I told you.
You
I was
didn't
going
go,
to.
Right?
No, because I so was able to tell
they
them.
They must have gone
them?
And told somebody. They
That's
understood you enough
to, right.
because the car that was behind them also moved, and the car behind them then scooted back off of our property. The funny thing is
that the person I spoke to moved their car to another part of our yard.
Yeah, they just went around. We're at a corner lot. They drove around the corner. So right now, after and I think the mean thing to do would have been to just continue to trim, right, an edge by their vehicle and then possibly, you know, scratch it up with something.
Well, it's not like you didn't tell them.
I understand. Just so you know, there is probably
a strip that didn't get done, which is what we were trying to avoid.
There's probably a 12 to 15 foot stretch of our yard that I will take care of tomorrow. It's not that difficult, but I laugh because they literally just did
picked
a right
another part of the yard to block.
They did a right turn and then stopped in our property. I didn't know what to do.
So you laughed. You came in laughing.
Once I got done, you know, then people started parking there again. It wasn't a problem. We don't have a problem with people parking there. The issue is at this time of the day, I'm going to say between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
The majority of the neighbors have their yards done professionally.
Yes. Or at least two of them. Mm-hmm. The two right next to them. Now, those guys doing it professionally, they don't care if there's a
no,
car parked
there. No, and
they're
going to keep going.
Yeah, because they're in and out. So they do
they
2 yards.
They got 50,000 yards to do.
They do 2 yards and they're gone. I was at least going to wait. Maybe I shouldn't have said something to you. Now maybe the neighbors. I can tell you while I was doing that, a couple of guys came out of the front door and were watching me work in the front yard. I think it was, they were just thinking maybe you were.
Being a Karen?
Yeah.
No.
Well, for me, I was just going to go and do the back of the house and then come back to the front, you know, maybe later. But because you had to move, I said, I really probably should just go since it's free and take care of this now. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and did that. So, but even then when they're parking, like our mail comes in the morning, but the people across the street, it comes in the afternoon. And when I watch people block, they park and they just block
mailboxes. It's not cool. And they do it here during the day and it really ticks me off.
They do it with their equipment.
Yes. Because they have these huge long trailers attached to these big pickup trucks and they pull up driving the wrong way because they want to face their house while they exchange equipment in and out of the driveway. They take up the whole street.
Well, their crew meets here in the morning.
Yes, they
and
do.
Then they leave together.
Yes,
and so they leave their vehicles here. Now, they have room. They redid their backyard, and they've got room for probably 7 or 8 cars where they keep the equipment in the back of the house. They've just paved the whole thing. Maybe I'm jealous. They don't have a lot of yard work because they paved all of their grass. Probably a good idea. Maybe we should do that. You know what we should do? Put a double gate on the side yard. And then when our neighbors have parties, we can charge $5 a piece and they can come park in our yard.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
There we go. We don't have an event here, but that would be that's what people used to do in Monroe because the fair
did.
The fair was at the end when we lived on M50.
They do that in Dallas. We've seen it.
Yeah.
When you got to go to the fairgrounds, people open up their yards.
It's entrepreneur.
And charge parking.
Be
fees.
An entrepreneur. So, the first week of August is the county fair, and you know parking would be whatever $20 there. But we actually lived, people were doing it near where we were, and it was probably a half a mile walk. That seems like a long way to walk, and you'd have to walk down the highway to get to the fair. This seems like a bad idea. Just to go ahead and do that, right? It just seems like a long way to walk for any amount of money to pay. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised that they would do that. But we could do it here.
Why not?
Event parking. That would be super. Wouldn't that be it? We just wave them in. Mm-hmm. You put somebody out there with a chair and like your phone with a chip thing on it.
Yeah, one of those square trays.
Parking $5 for the Smith.
For this house across the street. Because we know there are plenty of them.
That would be good. You could park a whole lot closer. That would be perfect.
Too funny.
Put all of what we do is just on the weekend is go put all of our cars in front of their house. Maybe you could do that. Like during the day, you know how they park all their vehicles there. We could just take, which we do have a great number of, you know, used vehicles. Mm-hmm. We could just go and move them and put them in front of their house.
That's true.
All right, let's just do that. Get everybody we know. We'll have a party here and everybody just park in front
of
their house.
We don't know anybody.
That's true. It would be just us.
Hate to break it to you.
We just have us. We have our two cars and then our spare. We could put those three there. That would work. Get off my lawn. We are going to talk about your Mother's Day. We're going to talk about maybe the possibility of me using public transportation more in the future. We're going to talk about our lovely, wonderful foster dog, Octavia. Our last 2 days with her. Our last day.
Drawing to a close.
I guess our last day. We'll talk about that and whatever else comes up in the rest of the show. Stick around for the rest. Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcast,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast
and rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos and all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.